Have you ever wondered or asked the question, what does God really expect of me? What does He expect of my family? The question is, what does God expect from us? It's a simple question, but is the answer so simple? What is the Christian faith about? Going to church every Sunday? Saying grace before meals? Avoiding the serious sins? Or does God expect more? I'm a Christian, but what does that mean exactly? To even be a Christian, we must first believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And if it is true, it changes everything. Because if Christ is God, then all that He said and did is deeply significant to how we live our life. So we believe, but does God expect more? And hence the question, what does God expect of me? In Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2, Paul, the great teacher from Tarsus, the great apostle to the Gentiles, wrote these words, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Did you get those last words? Which is your reasonable service? God is not unreasonable in His demands. God knows exactly what you're able to accomplish. And then in verse 2, Paul said this, And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I like that verse. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. God is looking for transformed people who used to serve the enemy, who was once lost and undone without God or His Son. But all of a sudden, they have been transformed and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. So what does God expect of me? Jesus had a lot to say about this, about God's expectations. What kind of relationship are we to have with a holy God? What is God asking for? Much more than church attendance, more than prayer, more than belief, and even more than self-denial. God asks for everything. He requires a total life commitment from those who would be His followers. In fact, Christ called us to be His partners in changing our world. Just as He called the 12 to change the world of their day 2,000 years ago, certainly the 21st century is in need of change. It is hard to read the headlines each day without a growing sense of alarm. We hear about ethnic and religious tensions, wars and conflict, widespread hunger and poverty, and massive natural disasters, and even child trafficking and slavery. And the majority of us struggle to understand it, let alone do anything about it. The world's problems just seem too big and too hard for most of us. It's so much easier to retreat from them than to take them on. Our Sunday morning, safe in our church pews and surrounded by friends, it can be all too easy to leave the world's violence and suffering and turmoil outside, out of sight and out of mind.